Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Joy of Business Radio. I'm your host for today, Spriti Goswami. I'm a Joy of Business facilitator with Access Consciousness, a qualified pilot, and also an artist. In today's episode, I shall be talking to you about trusting yourself, having faith in your capabilities, and never giving up, never giving in, and never quitting. This topic is very close to my heart, as I have personally gone through episodes of self-doubt and the need to be validated by other people, and how I've emerged as a winner each time with every choice that I've made. Now, a quick question that I would like to ask all of you is, how many stories and excuses are you using to have the limited life you're choosing? And are those stories even true? What else could be possible if you did not buy those excuses and stories as true? Yes, you may have had a bad past, illness, abuse, etc., etc. But what are you creating when you let those hardships define you? What if you refuse to let them have more power over you? What would you choose to create as your life if you had no past? Think about it. And so tell me, what do you do when you have people judging you, invalidating you, vilifying you? I've realized that the best way to deal with it is to not let that stop you ever. Just keep moving. Keep choosing greater for yourself. Their opinions are just that, their interesting points of view. Their opinions do not define you. Never give up, just go ahead and outcreate them. So how much is your fear of failure and the fear of being judged keeping you from having the life you desire? Ever realized when you start claiming and acknowledging your potency, you stop buying into what somebody else's points of view about you is or what they are projecting at you? No one can fit you into anything. You are willing to receive all judgment, but you are also going to choose for you. Remember, choosing for you is not about choosing against someone. It's about including everyone, and that everyone includes you. Today, I'll be taking you down the memory lane to my trainee pilot days and how I combine the lessons that I learned then to my business and the classes that I facilitate now. Now, I'm sure most of you must be wondering that what has the joy of business got to do with flying? Well, you'll soon find out. Since my childhood, I'd nurtured the dream to fly aeroplanes, which finally came to fruition when I was married and a mother of two adorable kids, aged 6 and 3 years. It wasn't easy. Things just didn't fall into my lap. I was judged, invalidated, etc. by a lot of people. But the ones who really mattered the most, my husband and my parents, stood by me and gave me the courage to choose. Once I started working towards this, I soon realized that in order to become a pilot, apart from clearing the 5 flight ground training subject exams, you need to have studied the subject physics and maths in your 12th grade board exams. Now, I hate maths. It's the very first subject that I dropped immediately after my 10th grade. And now, here I was face to face with my biggest fear, the subject mathematics. And that too after a gap of almost 15 years. Luckily, I'd studied science in my 12th, so I didn't have to worry about physics. Ever noticed, whether you like it or not, one day you have to face your fears. So you might as well stand your ground and deal with it when the fear shows up. An awesome tool that I discovered to deal with my fears and to step out of my comfort zone is to visualize every morning in your mind's eye. Visualize standing on the edge of a cliff and taking the leap of faith. Stand there on the edge of the cliff and just jump off it. It's quite daunting, no doubt, but it will help you to actually acknowledge your fears and remove them from your space. And you can always do that by using the access clearing statement. So, bringing up the energy of all the fears that show up when you leap off the cliff and destroy and uncreate it, followed by the clearing statement. For example, ask, so all the fears that prevent me from taking that leap of faith, I now destroy and uncreate them all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot pop, online shops, boys and beyonds. The access clearing statement goes back to that point in time when the issue got created and blasts it out of the system. It works anywhere where we have created unconsciousness about an issue. When something isn't working in our life, we are unwilling to perceive, know, be or receive some aspect of it. Otherwise, we would be able to change it easily. The clearing statement accesses the awareness that we have hidden from ourselves and changes the energy in moments, blasting the stuck pieces, bits out of existence. You can get more information about how to use the access clearing statement on www.theaccessclearingstatement.com. Coming back to flying and my fear of mathematics. Since I was pressed for time and did not have the liberty to study maths for one whole year, in the month of February, I managed to take admission in an open school, only to appear for the exam in March. Technically, I had less than a month to study the entire 12th grade math subject and pass the exam. But I was determined. Don't let anything stop you from achieving all that you desire. It sure wasn't easy. I had to put in a lot of efforts, making sure that my kids were fed and in bed by 8 p.m. And then there was this young engineering student from IIT, the Indian Institute of Technology, Mumbai, who used to come home and teach me maths for 4 hours at a stretch from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. And then I would do the homework the whole of next day, all the while taking care of my kids almost single-handedly as my husband was mostly traveling. Oh, the joy of passing my maths exam was priceless. Now, the next big hurdle was to get a student's loan to fund my flying. Almost every bank I approached refused, but I did not give up. I approached them again and again, even though they had refused me earlier. This time, one of the bank managers, seeing my passion for flying and the steely determination to achieve my dreams, agreed to give me the loan to fund my flying. So when you face difficult situations in your business, never give up, never give in, never quit. And each time you think of giving up, just take 2 steps more. When you reach an obstacle closer to your goal, ask, what will it take to change this? 2 more steps is all it takes. 2 steps beyond what you think is impossible is everything you've been asking for. Let's take on the impossible, guys. Finally, my mom stepped in to take care of my kids while I traveled to Florida to pursue my dreams. My husband and the rest of the family also stepped in to support. Ever noticed, when you make a demand and are willing to receive it, the entire universe conspires to make things happen for you. My first flight as a trainee pilot, I was introduced to a maneuver known as the stall. An aircraft stall is an aerodynamic condition in which an airplane exceeds its given critical angle of attack and is no longer able to produce the required lift for normal flight. Recognizing and recovering from a stall is an important part of pilot training. My instructor, while flying, deliberately pointed or pitched up the nose of the aircraft at an angle which disturbed the airflow over the wings and created a loss of lift, thereby causing the aircraft to stall and free fall. Can you imagine being in an aircraft which has no control and is just free falling in the air? Wow. and how then you have to take charge and take swift and appropriate actions to recover the aircraft from that stall. Wow, that was quite an experience and super fun. And imagine being introduced to this on my very first training flight. I knew I was going to love it, definitely. I soon began realizing that I used to judge myself for being too shy, taking forever to make friends, etc. But here I was on the other end of the spectrum, making some really bold choices, adventure sports, scuba diving, flying, and absolutely loving it. So who am I? Shy or a bold person? What if I could be both and not make myself wrong for it? What's the value of adding labels and definitions against your name anyways? During the course of the next few weeks, I learned a whole lot of different maneuvers. Some were cool, some were very difficult and required a lot of concentration and presence of mind while conducting the maneuvers. Similarly, in your business, keep asking, what requires my attention today? Being totally present with your business helps you to take important spur-of-the-moment decisions with ease. After 2 months of rigorous training and after mastering all the flying maneuvers and the correct landing techniques, I was ready for my first solo flight. The fear, the excitement was palpable. My instructor Julie was right there with me, encouraging me. And after doing one set of takeoff and landing in her presence, she got out of the aircraft to clear me for my first solo flight. Can you imagine flying the plane all alone without your instructor? I had mixed feelings, both nervous and excited at the same time. So Julie asked me, "You ready, Spriti?" And I said, "No." She smiled and said, "Well, don't worry, you'll be fine. I know you can do it." When your own instructor places so much faith in you, it fills you up with a renewed determination to do well and succeed. It also makes one wonder, why did I even doubt myself in the first place? I finally took off into the skies all alone in my training aircraft. Oh, the joy, the space, the thrill of flying, nothing compares to that. Seriously, nothing compares to that. After a couple of sorties, I landed back safely, feeling great and a huge sense of achievement. Can you imagine the most magical possibilities that are waiting to be explored and discovered if you choose your business from this space of joyful creation? Think about it. What will it take for you to bring that element of joy in the creation of your business? A couple of days later, I went on my first solo cross-country flight. I had to fly to 3 different airports and land in each one of them and take off again. It was so much fun. I was flying all alone in the aircraft early in the morning, flying alongside the lake, eating an apple, watching the gorgeous sunrise. I can't even begin to describe the feeling. The peace, the calm, the sense of belonging was amazing. It was sheer bliss. I'll catch you after the break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Smriti Goswami and I'm your host for today. And I was talking about my flying training days and how I incorporate all those tools and lessons that I learned then into the creation of my business. So think of a time when you chose and created something that was super easy and fun for you. Would you like to pull energy from that and include that space of creation in your business now? What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create your business from that space of bliss? My second solo cross-country flight, the third day, was quite eventful as I lost my way while flying up in the air with no way to stop the aircraft mid-air and no one to ask for directions. There was no GPS in that aircraft. Since I was using a map with visual references from the ground to track directions, it seems I'd followed a wrong road by mistake. It was a weird, helpless kind of feeling being lost mid-air. Suddenly, I heard a voice and a crisp warning on my headset. Stand by, the paratroopers will be jumping shortly. What? Wow, that was the last thing I needed, a paratrooper jumping from another aircraft that is flying at a higher flight level than my aircraft and landing on my aircraft mid-air. I realized then that I had entered a no-entry military zone and could get into a lot of trouble if I did not get out of this place immediately. Danger at times makes you think really clearly. I immediately had the presence of mind to turn the aircraft 180 degrees and follow that same road that had led me here, but now this time in the opposite direction, which was actually quick thinking on my part because it not only got me out of the no entry zone, it also led me back to my destination. In your business, be willing to shift and change and let go of anything that's not working for you. There will be times when you will have to take some sudden, swift, split-second decisions. Just trust your instincts and go ahead with it. Soon, I was ready for my private pilot's license. I had to go on a check ride with an FAA official. The FAA stands for the Federal Aviation Administration. I'd already cleared the written exam, and then there was a viva, and finally the private pilot license check ride with John. I was both nervous and excited at the same time. So I took off with the FAA official John sitting next to me, observing my every single move. He asked me to start with a soft field takeoff. Now, soft field takeoffs are usually used to obtain maximum performance when departing from a soft or a rough runway surface, where the takeoff run is done with the nose wheel up and the aircraft quickly lifts off the ground but continues flying a short distance parallel to and along the runway before finally taking off into the skies. I went ahead and did that soft field takeoff with ease. It was perfect. I was very pleased with myself. John then asked me to fly over to the swamps. This is where we usually practiced all our maneuvers. So he gave me a list of flying maneuvers to perform, and I did all that with total ease, one after the other. When you do something that's fun for you, it doesn't seem like work at all. Have you ever noticed that? I especially remember one particular maneuver, which was a 360-degree turn around the point. Now, turns around a point are easy in concept and difficult in execution. What looks to be no more than a turn at a low altitude turns out to be an exercise in controlling an airplane in a situation made challenging by ever-changing variables. This speaks to why we do them in the first place. The dexterity involved in expertly guiding an airplane in a concentric circle in a strong wind while maintaining altitude is a fun and interesting challenge. The turns around the point is done by turning the aircraft 360 degrees to the left from a particular heading or direction while maintaining all the rest of the parameters simultaneously. Coming back to the same heading again. Leveling off and then turning to complete the same maneuver in the opposite direction. Now, that's easy, right? Well, apparently not that day. Because as soon as I ease the aircraft into that maneuver while turning left, to my horror, the aircraft door on my side opened and was ajar. Surprisingly, I kept calm and continued flying till I completed that maneuver. I just focused on the task at hand. At that moment, completing the task was my priority. I knew my seatbelts were fastened and I was not going to fall off the aircraft. I just concentrated on the task in hand. Later, I asked John to take controls of the aircraft while I reached out to shut the door and claimed back the controls and moved on to the next step of the maneuver, this time turning to the right. John did not say anything to me about what had just happened. He was just quietly observing. He had no expression on his face. In your business, focus on your priorities. Be in the moment. We usually try to control how things must show up. Similarly, I wanted this check ride to be perfect, but at times it's not in your hands. Moreover, when you control using the smallest possible universe, so it doesn't really show up as greater. So a good question to ask here is, what's the value of controlling? How can I be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure and significance, out of linearity and out of concentricities with my business for all eternity? So now moving on to the next step of the check ride, John asked me to fly to a different airport. This time I had to do a crosswind as well as a short field landing. Now short field landing is positioning the aircraft in such a way that you land right on the numbers at the beginning of the runway. We all have to learn how to perform short and soft field landings as part of the training for the private pilot license. The short field landing is one of the most difficult maneuvers because of the precision required to pass the task. You have to maintain the approach speed to accuracy and land the airplane within 200 feet of a designated landing point. Well, that's cool. I was all set. I was timing the turns perfectly till the air traffic controller intervened and asked me to change directions to make way for another aircraft. But in doing so, all my calculations had gone awry. When I came in to land, I realized that we were positioned quite high and the speed was high too. I could have forced the plane to land as it was a long runway. But it would have gone way beyond the numbers, and the short field landings are learned to prepare you to land in shorter distance runways, mostly utilized when the length of the runway or landing area is relatively short or where obstacles in close vicinity to the landing approach limit the available landing area. At that moment, I decided to go around instead of forcing the plane to land. John asked me to try once more. Again, the air traffic control intervened. Again, I was asked to take a detour. Once again, as I came in for landing, the aircraft was positioned too high and the aircraft speed was high too. I had to go around again. Now, John was observing my every move. He looked a little bugged, but he did not say anything. I was sure he's going to really blast me. But he asked me now to head back to our airport. I was miserable. totally convinced that I had messed up this check ride. I knew I had to complete the short field landing here at this airport now, which I did with total ease. It was a perfect short field landing on the numbers on the runway. John said, "Okay, we are done. Let's head back." He was quiet while I taxied the aircraft back to the parking bay and said with a very serious face, "I'll see you in my office." I secured the aircraft and went to see him in the office, absolutely convinced that he was going to fail me. I usually look for perfection. That now I realize is not a very good thing. He spoke to me for all the tasks during the check ride. Then he spoke about when the door opened mid-flight. And he said, "Well done. Keeping calm in the face of adversity is one of the signs of being a good pilot." And I was thinking to myself, but what about the two go-arounds? Can you imagine? I was not even willing to receive the compliment that he was giving me. I was just totally worried about the end result. What about the two go-arounds? Is he going to fail me? At that time, I did what I felt was the right thing to do. But at the same time, I was worried that he might fail me for this. I'm talking about the decision to go around here. Finally, John addressed it and he said, "I asked you to do a short field landing in that airport, but you decided to go around because the aircraft was at a high speed and too high to land on the numbers. You did the same thing the second time too." By now, I was convinced that I'll have to do the check ride all over again to get my private pilot's license. But imagine my surprise when he smiled and said, "Congratulations, you are a proud owner of the private pilot license now." Wow, I was on top of the world. I just couldn't believe what he just said. And he carried on. He continued. He said, "The decision to go around twice was one of the best things you did. In flying, safety comes first. The decisions you took throughout the check ride are a sign of an excellent and safe pilot. I'm so proud of you." Wow, yay! Needless to say, I was on top of the world. So in your business, where does the fear of failure keeps you from taking important decisions and choosing greater for yourself? You only fail if you are unwilling to change. I'll catch you after the break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my three-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Smriti Goswami and I'm a Joy of Business facilitator and I'm your host for today. I'm taking you back down the memory lane to my flight training days and how I use the lessons that I learned then into the business that I do now and how you can incorporate those tools and lessons in your business too. So in your business, where does the fear of failure keeps you from taking important decisions and choosing greater for yourself? You only fail if you're unwilling to change. Ask, always ask, what would I choose if I couldn't lose? What choices can I make that go beyond getting it right and minimizing risk? What choices do I have beyond the obvious? If you did not view anything as a failure, what else could you create? What adventures would you be willing to receive as they show up more magically than you can imagine? So recently I was reading the book Getting Out of Debt Joyfully, written by Simone Molasses, the founder and author of Joy of Business. I discovered some fabulous tools and practices to get out of all the judgments that one has about failure. I'm just reading out a few excerpts for you. So here's an exercise that you can do to acknowledge your difference and give up the failure mindset. Write down what you believe are your failures in life. Did you fail at a business? Did you make a choice that lost money? Did you have a terrible relationship breakup? Did you fail maths at school? Once you have written them down, take a look and for each one, ask, if I did not judge this as a failure, what contribution can I receive from this? And what awareness did this create in my life that I would not have otherwise? Write down what pops into your head, get out of the judgment of your choice and ask to become aware of the contribution, the change, and the awareness that it created for you. Write down what you believe are your personal wrongnesses. What do you judge yourself for being and doing? Procrastinating? Being messy? Always having to get it perfect? Have a look at the list of things you judge yourself for being wrong for. Ask, if I took away my judgment of the wrongness around this, what strongness would this actually be? These tools have really helped me and I'm sure you can use them too. Meanwhile, I was really enjoying my flight training. We had to do quite a few time building hours. So my friends and I planned it in such a way that we would get the planes all to ourselves in the evenings. We would choose the same destination and fly 5 to 6 aircrafts one after the other in a row from the east coast of Florida to mostly the west coast. Park our aircrafts, fuel and secure them, and then walk along the beach to the shacks where everyone was partying. We would have a dinner there, minus the alcohol, of course, and dance and jive to the music. And a few hours later, we'd head back to our training school in our aircrafts. It was super fun. Creating your business from the joy of it greatly exponentializes it. One day I decided to accompany a friend, a fellow student pilot, my senior, who was going on one of his time building flights. Sometimes you get to learn a lot by observing others fly, or maybe if used in the context of business, observe how they're creating their business. And if you like or admire something about someone or the way that they are creating, you can always ask to duplicate that creative energy with consciousness attached. Now adding with consciousness attached every time you ask to duplicate someone else's energy is important because we have no idea what all they have gone through to reach this level. we don't want to experience all that. We would just like to have their creative capacity and energy, and that's all. So always add with consciousness attached. Every time you ask, duplicate. Meanwhile, Brian and I decided to fly to a place known as Marathon, which is close to Key West in Florida. We reached there in a couple of hours, and as was the norm, parked and fueled and secured the aircraft and stepped out for dinner. There was a thunderstorm approaching in our direction. So my friend Brian took a quick decision and decided to leave this place before the storm reached Marathon. We got our food packed and rushed back to the airport. But for some reason, he wasn't able to establish contact with the air traffic controller, but decided to take off anyways and keep circling the airport till he gets in touch with the ATC or the air traffic controller. The ATC gave him the direction to follow, and we were finally on our way, flying over the sea in the night, and it was pitch dark, but it was fun. Suddenly there was a loud noise and a lightning struck very close to our aircraft. I think we were caught in the thunderstorm. We continued flying. Brian was controlling the aircraft, and meanwhile, I was reading the map using a flashlight. As I showed Brian the route to follow on the map, he realized that the aircraft flight instruments, like the airspeed indicator, the altimeter, and the compass, and also the magnetic direction indicator, were all malfunctioning, which was quite a dicey situation to be stuck in while flying over the sea. We were flying through the clouds and it was pitch dark, and the flight instruments were not working. We realized then that the lightning strike close to our aircraft must have caused this. I had no idea about AXIS then, but if you ever find yourself stuck in a weird situation like this, the best tools to use here would be, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? Brian managed to establish contact with the ATC and apprise them of our situation. We were both panicking, but tried to keep our calm. The ATC officer was absolutely calm about the situation. I think they're trained to do that and remain calm. And he asked if we would like to carry on towards our airport or head back to the one we had just left. While speaking to the officer, we realized that the aircraft was caught in the strong updraft of the thunderstorm, and that within seconds we had climbed to a height of 6,500 feet from our original height of 3,000 feet due to that. That was not a very nice feeling. We decided to head back to Marathon, and the ATC officer had to guide us by giving instructions like turn left 30 degrees, and we had to mentally calculate the time and time the return, the turns, because none of the flight instruments were working. Throughout the pilot training, almost every day, we are so well trained to deal with emergencies like this, so that when you actually face such a situation in real time, you just know the appropriate actions to take to deal with it. Brian and I were mentally prepared to make an emergency landing on water. We were just so prepared. But we finally managed to land safely in Marathon, waiting there for a couple of hours for the storm, and then headed back to our training school. That was quite an experience. But keeping your calm in the most taxing situations usually helps. It keeps you sane and think clearly and take the right decisions. The tools, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible, helps you to shift and change the energy of all that's not working for you. When you ask, how does it get any better than this, the universe can't wait to show you how things can, in fact, be much better. You can use this tool when something good happens, and then the universe can't wait to show you how it can get even better. And when you use it when something bad happens, the universe shifts and changes things around to create ease for you. While I was training for instrument flying, my husband, Rishi, came to Florida to visit me. It was super fun. I and my friends, we all decided to go flying to the west coast of Florida and introduce Rishi to the fun that we usually had. I was really excited Rishi, who himself is a pilot and flies the big Boeing 777s, was sitting with me in my tiny training aircraft. This time, I was in charge of the cockpit and flying him to the destination. It was a very proud moment for me, and I was aware that he was observing me very carefully. Midway to the West Coast, I realized there was a lot of smoke due to some forest fire and very low visibility due to that. On a visual flight plan, visibility plays an important role. And since I was not yet an instrument-rated pilot, I could not ask the ATC for an instrument flight plan. I then took a call and decided to turn back, while our friends carried on as they were on an IFR flight plan or the instrument flight plan. I took a decision as a pilot in charge and also keeping in mind that any attempt at maintaining a false bravado could prove to be fatal for both of us. I turned back and landed safely. When our friends realized that we were not following them, they decided to head back too. We finally partied closer to home, and it was super fun. In business, we are tempted to take certain decisions which we know might not prove to be good for us, but somewhere we are still trying to prove a point. Does that even work for you? Think about it. It took me 9 months to complete my flying training. Receiving my private pilot's license, instrument rating, and the multi-engine commercial pilot's license. It was a beautiful experience, something that I'll always cherish. Just know that when you want something, just go ahead and make a demand of you. Be willing to receive it from the universe and never give up, never give in, and never quit. Now, making a demand of you is more about making a choice to change something that's not working for you anymore. You make the demand that whatever it takes, I'm gonna change this. Ask questions. What do I have to be or do different to change this? What must I know, perceive, and be to step up? Now, the demand is of you, not the universe. When you make a demand, you don't let anything or anyone stop you. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be it, I'm going to have it, I'm going to create it, and I'm going to receive it. Now, the universe responds to this energy that you're being and changes and shifts things around to bring it to fruition for you. Sometimes when you make your life about doing everything for everyone else, it allows you to never have to look at you. I'll continue after the break.
About business, and do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Smriti Goswami, and I'm your host today. And I was talking to you about making a demand and being willing to receive it. So now when you make a demand, you don't let anything or anyone stop you. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be it, I'm going to have it, I'm going to create it. Now the universe responds to this energy that you're being and changes and shifts things around to bring it to fruition for you. Sometimes when you make your life about doing everything for everyone else, it allows you to never have to look at you. It's a huge backdoor to actually not creating a greater life. It lets you off the hook for choosing more. So what if you did not let yourself off the hook? What if you demanded that your life continue to get greater? Because it absolutely can. I have done that so many times. And my commercial pilot check ride is an example of that. So my commercial pilot check ride was in a multi-engine 8-seater aircraft known as the Piper Seneca. It was an absolutely gorgeous piece of machine. The FAA official for my CPL or the commercial pilot license check ride this time was Jeff, and he was known to be quite strict. I was quite nervous. So we took off this time for my commercial pilot's license check ride. Jeff sitting next to me, observing my every move. After the usual stall recovery and the various flight maneuvers and flying the aircraft with one engine inoperative, because Jeff deliberately feathered the engine just to see how I performed the engine recovery procedures. I was then asked to do an ILS landing approach, using only the instruments for guidance without using any outside visual references. We have to wear a special set of eyewear known as the foggles, which blocks the rest of your outside periphery vision and only enables you to see the instruments while flying. So you have absolutely no outside visual references here. The ILS, or the instrument landing system, is a precision runway approach aid, employing two radio beams to provide pilots with vertical and horizontal guidance during the landing approach. The localizer provides the azimuth guidance, while the glide slope defines the correct vertical distance, which we have to make sure are in sync while landing. I loved flying and was enjoying every moment of my check ride, even when I had to do the ILS approach. It was one of my favorites. And as I was approaching the runway for landing, I knew that at 300 feet, I had to turn left to land on another runway, which was actually perpendicular to the one I was using for the ILS approach. That was the tricky part. Now, I had to do this because of the wind direction was favoring that other runway. Well, Jeff had other plans. He wanted to make sure that I don't just earn my commercial pilot's license that easily. And to reiterate that, he feathered one engine again. Just when the aircraft was perfectly established on the landing path, he did that. And let's just say I barely had enough time to identify the inoperative engine, take appropriate recovery actions, make sure it's established on the landing path in spite of losing height, and then immediately turn left to make a successful single engine landing. Wow, that was the last 3 to 4 minutes before landing was worth everything that I'd been training for. This was a very tricky maneuver and I just nailed it. I was just so proud of myself. The beaming look and the broad smile on Jeff's face said it all. I was finally a commercial pilot. The day I'll cherish forever. When you believe in something, just go all out and ask for it to show up for you. Don't ever stop believing in yourself. And here are some of the tools to use that may contribute to you having more in your life and knowing it's okay to never be satisfied. It can actually be fun. So, start your morning with, just for today, I will be greater than yesterday. Ask every day, what more could I be that I refuse to be, that if I would be it, would create a wealth and a world of miracles? Ask, what is the easiest and the most fun thing that I can do that will create the most change and give me the most of me? And see what shows up in your life. If a new experience, a different adventure, or something else shows up, choose it. And if something is still not showing up in your life that you would like, more travel, more money, more happiness, demand that it shows up. No matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, know that you can have it all. Be willing to do whatever it takes to receive it. And oh yes, when you make a demand, be willing to receive it. Thank you. Signing off, this is Priti Goswami, Joy of Business Facilitator.